I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Michael Schneider of TV Guide magazine. And Michael, a couple of possibly really game-changing developments, or not. Some people, not everybody thinks so, but yesterday, Wednesday, HBO announced that it would start a standalone streaming service. You don't have to have a cable package. You don't have to have 50,000 channels that you never watch. They're going to do that sometime next year. And CBS followed this morning saying not only are they going to have a streaming service, but they already do. They just sprang it on the world. You can subscribe right now to a CBS service that will show you current and past CBS programming.
Yeah, so Kim, the so-called cord cutters are cheering this, saying, you know, this is what we've been waiting for. We're unbundling now. We're selling everything a la carte. We can now buy what channel we want when we want it. But let's, you know, dial back the enthusiasm for a second.
Deep breath, huh?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah. So, for example, this new CBS All Access, that'll cost you $6 a month. We don't know how much this new HBO, we don't even know what it's called yet, service is, we're calling it HBO Go It Alone right now. But it's not going to be cheaper than $15, which is what we pay a month right now through our cable services. So you add that up, you're paying $8 a month for Netflix, you're paying $8 a month for Hulu, on and on. Suddenly you're spending a lot of money for fewer channels than you did back with the bundle when you had cable or DirecTV. So let's dial back the enthusiasm a bit here.
Yeah, I mean, you could pick and choose, though. I mean, I think there are people who probably subscribe to cable largely to get HBO, just as there are people who subscribe for the sports, but, you know, they can keep the sports and not everybody else will have to pay for it.
Yeah, and the real issue here is there's two things happening now, and it's starting to be chronicled out there in the media. First off, there are these not cord cutters, but they're being called cord shavers, who are already decreasing the kind of bundles that they get. So maybe they're only getting a smaller package through their cable service and then supplementing it with things on broadband. So these services are trying to combat that and bring back some consumers to the fold who maybe have shaved off HBO or shaved off certain channels from their bundle. And then, of course, there are the young kids who are the never cords, the people who never even bothered to sign up for cable or for DirecTV, who are satisfied with just having a broadband service. So, you know, the networks, obviously, including HBO, still want those customers. So this is one way to get those people back in the fold and still spend a good $20 a month.
This looks like it's somewhat, on HBO's part, it's a response to Netflix, which came on really strong and actually has more subscribers now than HBO, although not nearly the profit. HBO bludgeons Netflix. And Netflix stock took a beating after HBO announced this. So it looks like, you know, Netflix may have been a catalyst for change, but is now feeling a little bit of the afterburn of having started this whole thing.
Yeah, this is insurance for HBO. Obviously, HBO is doing just fine, and they're hugely profitable, and they've got a strong subscriber base. But as Richard Plepler, the head of HBO, noted, you know, HBO's in 30% of the country. That means another 70% doesn't have HBO. That's a massive untapped crowd that may be plopping down $20 a month will make HBO even more profitable.
That's Michael Schneider, executive editor of TV Guide magazine. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.